Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some summer I was down in Jersey Shore area DJing, and they wanted this song played all the time. I'm like, I guess. It was Pharrell, T.I., and why am I blanking on the dude who sang his name? Oh, damn. Blurred Lines. Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke. And didn't he do something creepy? Didn't Robin Thicke have some type of scandal? I think he did something that was like the Blurred Lines controversy. See, now Google has artificial intelligence built in. The Blurred Lines controversy surrounding Robin Thicke involves accusations of S.A., copyright infringement, and questionable lyrics. Oh, that's right. Noted New York Knicks fan that you used to see on Celebrity Row, Emily Ratajkowski, a.k.a. M. Rata. Okay, I won't continue with that. If you want to Google Robin Thicke scandal, Robin Thicke Blurred Line scandal, you can figure out the rest. It's open mic time. See, we could talk about anything on The Fan.
Well, this one is in the system, so this is nothing to do with me.
Actually, to the powers that be, we might want to pull this one out of the system because it is attached to some negative things. Blurred lines and negative headlines. 888-808-1019. If you're just tuning in, you know, we've talked about Aaron Boone and the Yankees. I love the Yankees. I'm in here wearing a Yankee hat, New York or nowhere. I'm in here wearing my Max Fried shirt that I made. I'm in here wearing Yankee shorts. My closet is all Yankee gear. I'm raising a young Yankee fan. My wife is a Yankee fan. My family are Yankee fans. Everybody that knows me knows I'm a Yankee fan. And that's kind of why I went off last night. I don't get to play. I don't get to throw the ball. I don't get to make managerial decisions. But I got to wear this stuff. I lived the dream. I got closer to the Yankees than I ever actually thought. You know what I'm saying? Like I get to host a show on WFAN every night. I'm credentialed media. I get to talk to players. I know players. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have gotten to this level where I'm like, well, damn, can we win the World Series? Can we be better? Can we have a better product on the field? So I leaned into the fact that I feel like these are the participation trophy Yankees. They got to be better, and I think they will be. I think they had to go through, you know, this little stretch of a reality check. I think they had to go through this little humble pie that they were forced to eat. And I think a lot of people agree. And a lot of blame goes on Aaron Boone. I'm sure C-Mac coming up next will tell you, it's not Aaron Boone's fault. You guys blame Aaron Boone too much. And C-Mac is great. C-Mac is great at balancing that out, especially after I come off, you know, blaming the Yankees for all these different things. Cashman, Boone, just this era of the Yankees. But it's evident because the same issues with the Yankees have come up. They can get rid of Nestor Cortez. They can get rid of Gleyber Torres. They can get rid of Alex Verdugo. They're still running into outs. still blowing games. They still can't situationally hit and all that type of stuff, lay down bunts, whatever. So we're still taking those calls from Yankees fans. Also, you know, we're talking about Achilles injuries. They are prevalent. Today, Adam Silver talked about using artificial intelligence to try and figure out why they're up. You know, just now somebody in my chat, shout out to Desi, he said, I forget who said it, but someone reported the other day that NBA players are running 200 miles more per game. 200 miles more per game. You can't run 200 miles in a game. Maybe 200 miles more per year, per season. 200 miles. So we need, but like, I'm sure there was a report out there that actually has, you know, the data on how much more wear and tear these players are putting on their bodies, specifically their calf muscles, their ankles, their Achilles. So let's take your calls. The Mets won. Mets fans, call me up. Talk to your favorite non-Met fan on the fan about what you saw tonight. Let's go to the Bronx and talk to King George first. What's up, King George?
Live long and prosper. K-Mac, who's always ready to attack. And if it ain't broke, it ain't you.
Yes, sir.
And I want to talk about Achilles injuries because in the history of Achilles injuries, only one player came back that same year, Wilt Chamberlain, in the 69-70 season. He tore his Achilles and came back that year. He was the greatest basketball player I ever saw, but that's the only man I ever saw come back from an Achilles in less than 6 months.
I can't imagine it. Like, the rehab for it is brutal. The pain. We got to see Aaron Rodgers' Enigma on Netflix. I don't know. It's a lot to come back from.
It's
happening
a
lot.
Yeah, but only one man came back from that injury. One.
Well, I mean, they all come back from it. There's actually, like, that's
no,
the thing.
I mean, unless it's the same season.
Right. Aaron Rodgers, you know, was drinking cayenne water and listening to dolphins mating and was telling all of us that, hey, don't give me your timelines. I'm coming back to play. Thanks for the call, George. 888-808-1019. Why are Achilles injuries more prevalent now? Why does it seem like it is sniping the NFL, the NBA, and now a Major League Baseball player, a starting pitcher in Griffin Canning? I don't know. Nick is in New Paltz, New York on the fan next. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Keith. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure. I really enjoy your program. I think you're a great voice on the WFAN. I've always enjoyed listening to you. Two things. One, I had a major worthless epiphany earlier this evening. As a Yankee fan, you're a Yankee fan. Here's my one worthless epiphany, and then I'll make my other point, if you'll allow me. If you want to pitch a perfect game in pinstripes, what's the one thing that you need?
If you want to pitch, I know this because we were just talking about this.
It's such a silly thing that I thought of
your
earlier.
Name has to start with a D.
Yeah. I just realized that tonight. I'm like looking up Yankee facts and Yankee history, and I'm like, wow, they all started, and not for nothing, no-hitter, Dave Rigetti. So it's just kind of weird.
Don Larson, David Wells, David Cohn.
And Domingo Herman.
And Domingo Herman, there it is. Ding, ding, ding.
There it is. And the other point I wanted to make was, in your estimation, going across the three major sports in the New York metro area, who do you think, in their moment in the sunshine, really created the most buzz? In the NFL, it would, I'm picking your brain here. Would it be Odell Beckham, Jeremy Lin, or Joba Chamberlain? I'll hang up. Can't wait to hear your answer.
Oh, thanks for the call, Nick. It's definitely OBJ. Odell Beckham Jr. in that catch. I was there. It was the only game on. It was Sunday Night Football. And you would think, one, the Giants won that game, which they did not. Dez Bryant, I believe, had the winning catch to win that game. But Odell Beckham Jr. took off and turned into some type of rock star. He has lived off of that catch. He has, like, and I don't want to discredit the guy, because there's a lot of people taking shots at him, especially as he just posted a, like, cryptic type of Instagram post. Him and his son sitting in the parking lot at MetLife, and I guess him telling his son about, you know, his playing days as a Giant and what he did. Like, he was sick, like, in a good way. Like, I remember too many times him taking a slant to the house, you know, him outrunning guys. Like, when he first burst on the scene, Odell Beckham Jr. was going crazy. But that catch, reaching back like that, like, rap lyrics came about from that catch. Commercials came about from that catch. And OBJ became known as, like, he became, like, one of the most popular players in the NFL for a stretch of, like, 7 years off of that play. Linsanity was a cool little run, but he faded off fast.
Actually, Odell Beckham was at Madison Square Garden, I think, the following Thursday night, and the place went nuts on the big screen when they showed him courtside because he... and. He had just, remember, he was hurt at the beginning of his Giants career, right, his rookie year. And then he comes in, makes that catch. It was Knicks Cavs, LeBron's first game back at Madison Square Garden as a member of the Cavs. And I remember I was there, and he's sitting courtside, and they show the catch on the big screen, and the place goes nuts for him.
People had his jersey. People loved Odell Beckham Jr.'s personality. And also, like, what came with it, too, was his dancing. Like, this dude bust a move every time he got in the end zone. Like, he was box office. He had a flair, but it was also short-lived. But if you're asking me the question between him, Jabba Chamberlain, and Linsanity, it's Odell. And Odell is still living off of that catch as he's like, he seems like he's trying to get signed with a one-year contract with the Giants.
Yeah, it's like, it's a weird thing. You've never seen a player possession like receiver like this, though, right?
Because time's up. He's 32. He had a little bit of a run with the Ravens, didn't do much. He couldn't fit in anywhere with the Dolphins last year. Where's he going to sign? Just 2 years ago, he was trying to potentially get the Jets to take a bite, on a contract with him, and then he ended up going to the Ravens. I say they do it because I was talking about the other night. It's obviously Malik Nabers' team. He's going to get all the targets and receptions. But then after him, it's Wandale Robinson, Darius Slayton, Jalen Hyatt. Might as well throw Odell in the mix just for, like, the Giants got to make some shake this year, bro. Like, the Giants, they better be decent. Like, I just was watching the faculty this morning with Tyrone Tracy on it, and they're hyping the Giants up. It's like, oh, people don't know that. Like, they better compete. They have to. They have the toughest strength of schedule, and, like, enough is enough of the Giants being a doormat. If they're a doormat again, fire the coach, fire the GM, do something. You sign these two quarterbacks and Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, and then you draft one. Like, come on, enough is enough. Like, they need to compete in this NFL. So
they're trying to win some games, that's for sure.
Rami, cue up that article from Bleacher Report you were telling me about. Okay, yes. Yeah, so let's talk about that. It's open mic time. It's wide open. We're talking about the Giants. We're talking about Robin Thicke. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they posted this story, and here's the title from Bleacher Report. Windhorse says, it looks like the Knicks will hire James Borrego as the head coach after firing Tibbs. And they posted that tonight. And
would they retract the article?
They may have taken it down by now. But... the quote that they were basing that off of, right, because as in quotations, that looks like Knicks will hire James Borrego as head coach. And so shout out to Knicks Muse on Twitter who pulled the clip of Windhorse actually talking about the Knicks. He said, it looks like James Borrego, who nearly got the Cavs coach job last year, will now be the next coach up to interview for the Knicks. Not be the next Knicks coach, but the next coach to interview.
Well, yeah, that was already reported.
Exactly. But they took that as him saying that he's going to be the next coach to interview. They took that as, will be the next coach.
No, just, I had in my notes going into today, like, the Knicks requested the permission from the Pelicans to interview assistant coach James. Like,
but is that irresponsible reporting, or is that purposely, like, clickbait? That's a crazy thing to put out there as a headline.
Yeah, I don't know. It goes into what people think about the Knicks, the national reporting, how they treat the Knicks. Interesting, though. 888-808-1019. Let's talk to these Yankee fans. These Met fans, are they on the Rico right now? These Met fans are... Is there a live Rico going on right now? Let me check. Yeah, there's definitely a live Rico. I mean,
Evans on it because he was at the game with his kids, with his family.
Why wouldn't it's just Hoff?
I think it might just be Hoff.
No, I don't see a Rico going on right now. But if I'm a Met fan, maybe they're in their Met spaces with Dan Bartles or something. I don't know. I get it. And, like, I don't mind it. If I'm a Met fan, I'm not really trying to talk Mets with Keith McPherson. Keith McPherson is such a Yankee boy. Mark is in California on the fan next. Mark, how are you?
What's going on? I think it was yesterday I called and was speaking Yankees or rant on Boone, but I didn't get a chance to hear what you said. I had to go pick my wife up.
But, yeah, let's rehash that. Go for it. I don't remember exactly what I said.
So I've been saying, listen, Tibbs overstated welcome. He's been fantastic for the Knicks, but we all knew at some point he was going to run his guys down. And he ran his guys down in a game where, if you watch the NBA Finals, could the Knicks have competed with OKC? Yeah, probably they could have. If Indiana won three games, but that coaching was just some of the worst coaching we've seen, and that ultimately got him canned, in my opinion, right? And so I've seen so much of Boone here, Keith. Me and you both have. 2018, they started 50-22. They went 18-19. 2020, they started 16-6 and went 5-15. Go back to 21. They started 28-19 and went 23-28. They started 61-23 in 22 and then went 18-31. 2023, 36-25 and then went what? 26-43.
Yeah.
Worst
paper tigers.
Ever.
It always wears off, bro. Fool me, can't fool me again. They always start off a certain way and then come back down to earth.
You want to know what's crazy? Joe Girardi got teams to the playoffs with worser teams than what he has with Aaron Boone. I've seen so much of this guy already that it makes me sick to my stomach, bro. Like, just so sick. And I don't even care about Rendon because I'm with you. The dude threw so many pitches. He's not going to throw. And it was in the seventh inning. What the dude's going to throw, 170 pitches? Come on.
No, the Clark Schmidt thing was unrealistic. Nobody's talking about it was hot for him. They're talking about all these – because it was home, all I hear from Yankees fans are, we were robbed. We were robbed. Thanks for the call, Mark. You weren't robbed of anything. It wasn't happening. Clark Schmidt was more likely to, A, give up a hit, B, give up a home run. You know what I'm saying? Or C, like, it wasn't happening. So much so that he's not able to make his next start on time. He needs a whole week to recover. He was shot. He was fortunate to get through seven innings with 103 pitches. They got the right result. They did not get the right result in Cincinnati, taking out Carlos Rodon in the sixth inning after 88 pitches. And that is why I wasn't even upset about that. At the time, I was like, okay, I get it, it's hot. To me, that's soft. But I'm like, I get that it's hot. And Rodon is a little bit of a big boy. He's always sweaty. But, like, that decision directly impacted the game where you took Rodon out up 3-0, and it felt like, to me, you got a little bit cocky. You got a little bit comfortable. Oh, we got a 3-0 lead. Bullpen can bring this home. No, you're losing. No, this is a game to decide the series. No, Rodon has been good, and he's been pitching into the seventh inning pretty much every time. And he hasn't given anything up. There's no reason to pull him. Oh, I was huffing and puffing. Oh, he was gassed. Yeah, you're competing. It's baseball, no? Like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You do get a break. It's one thing for football players or basketball players to be guys. That's why the whole thing, like, and shout out to WFAN Digital Team. All you guys listening, you guys do a good job. Do a great job. Because you guys know what to post, right? There was a, and I saw this, I don't know, this random kid on Twitter, like people were dragging me through the mud. But drag me. I'll wear it. I don't mind it. I'm blessed. I get the opportunity to speak on the microphone and take all your calls and get this stuff clipped. But there was a quote card that kind of made its rounds, and like it made its rounds so much so that like people weren't tagging me or WFAN, but the quote was from me talking about Rodon, where I said, okay, then you need to be in better shape, buddy. You need to be better conditioned. You make $27 million to be a starting pitcher for the New York Yankees. But that came in a line of a bunch of thoughts and ranting, just being mad that we were losing, mad that we lost to the Reds, and saying, yo, we need you, bro. We need more. Jazz Chisholm, we need you, bro. You got to stay in the game. Rodon, you can't clock out early, bro. You can't clock out early. Oh, I'm huffing and puffing. Okay, catch your breath. Have some water. You should be better conditioned. This isn't your first start of the year. We need you to go into that seventh inning, man. Let's see how it goes. And I feel like Aaron Boone, as the manager, you know, he said, oh, yeah, he was gassed. He couldn't go anymore. Push him. And then people, oh, Keith, what are you, stupid? You can't push the guy in June. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. He makes $27 million to go out there and work. Push him. James out on Staten Island on the fan. What's up, James?
Hey, Keith. What's going on, man? First time, long time.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man. So just I don't want to beat a dead horse because you just touched on it, but was just going to say, you know, I really think on this one, the benefit of the doubt has to go to Los, because he really does always go out there and empty the clip, you know, always throwing at least 100. Him and Fried, you know, I know Boone has a shorter leash with some of the younger guys. And that showed the other day with Clark, and that's why he needs an extra day of rest, because usually he doesn't really even let him get the quality start going sick. So wanted to talk about that, and then just had one other point here. And I'm a original fan like you. I mean, I just turned 30. I remember when I was considered a caller on back with the Schmooze. So I've been listening literally since your first day on when you took over, and I mean, I've just been sick with the whole trajectory of the franchise.
Yeah,
and I think that it's really started with the disrespect that we've shown to some of these great Yankees from my era. You know, two guys that are near and dear to my heart, the real number 13, Alexander Emmanuel, and then the legend from Holly Hill, South Carolina, Brett Gardner, number 11. And to go out and give those numbers away to guys like Joey Gallo and guys like Volpe just coming up, and not really giving them the right send off. I mean, Brett Gardner spent 14 years with our organization. I remember going out watching him with the Staten Island Yankees back in 07. And then we didn't even bring him back, so he could have got a little bit of a farewell tour. No Brett Gardner today. 14 years with the organization. If you hear today, Judge is always crediting Gaudy with you know, showing him how to lead.
Absolutely.
And that's my point. But no, great to talk to you, man. I'll hang up and listen.
Great points and great call, James. Thanks. I'll try to, you know, go backwards. But, like, yeah, I had the thought today, like, who is the Gaudy in the room? There ain't one. You got John Carlos Stanton as the, like, guy telling these guys, like, not to wear their rings around. Like, you haven't won anything, bro, and you're hurt all the time. Like, we respect you for what you do in the postseason, but, like, what? Like, you got to come back and contribute. You make a lot of bread. Like, come back and play before you're telling guys, you know, we don't get swept at home, whatever. I guess he's the voice next to Judge, like, second in command next to Judge, because Judge leads by example, And Judge isn't really a talker, rah-rah guy. Maybe he is. I just don't see that out of him. I see he pulls guys to the side, but I don't think he's the guy that's going in there pissed off that anybody fears. And I don't think anybody feared Guardy because he's the smallest guy, but there's a level of respect there. Maybe they did. Guardy was crazy. And I know he was a prankster. But, like, as I hear the Yankees talk about, like, passing down the Yankee way and teaching the young guys, who is teaching them? And there's definitely a narrative out there about former players feeling disrespected by the organization or pushed away by the organization, and not just numbers. They probably should have let Volpe wear 77. Now I think about it, Volpe wanted to rock the double sevens. And
because, but how could you give away Clint Frazier's number like that? That would
be disrespectful. You're right about that. Yeah, you can't do that because Clint would have been on the podcast talking about, you know, Yankees gave my number to Anthony Volpe.
With all his shoes in the background. I'm kind of jealous, though. That's a good.
That's his claim to fame, bro. I remember he did the Complex shoe sneaker interview while he was playing for the Yankees. His whole thing, he was ahead of the game. Now all these guys have Jordans and whatnot. He was putting spikes on the bottom of all
Jordan
his,
ones. Yeah,
yeah. Like he was getting it done on his own. Yeah. Anyway,
what was it? What was the Travis Scott Jordan? Which one was it that he had?
He had the Travis Scotts when they first came out, I believe. Maybe even before then.
Yeah.
I'm losing my train of thought. I'm trying to go back to what James was talking about. But, oh, yeah, you know, with A-Rod, they're not going to retire A-Rod's number. But yeah,
I did needed that.
given Gallo, that number was tough. But what I'm talking about, like, I had Goose Gossage on. And, I mean, I had Goose on in the middle of the night. I had to end up dumping half the call and cutting him off. But Goose talked about, like, you know, they have some guys around, like Pettit is around. And shout out to Bernie. Bernie is always around, and Bernie's got the wine event going on up there, Millbrook Winery, up there in Millbrook, upstate New York this weekend. Go check it out. I don't know if I'm going to get up there, but you should definitely get up there. I was there last year, and if you've ever heard me talk about it, it's straight vibes. It's food trucks, Bernie playing some smooth jazz, and just free samples and a lot of wine flowing and wine that you can buy in a ridiculous winery that's just out there and beautiful when you pull up on it. But going back to what Goose was talking about, you know, some of these former players have issues with Cashman or the organization or what goes on. And there's a reason that, like, we're not feeling the same way that we used to feel, and that the product has changed. And, you know, like James, a 30-year-old fan, talking about what we're watching, it's just not the same vibe. It is not the same culture. I'm trying to go back. Rami, you stopped me. I was thinking about what he was talking about. Oh, it Rodon. I give Rodon the benefit of the doubt, but that doesn't mean I'm not still looking for more. It's coming from a place of love. I love you. You're having a good year. I just think that in that moment, the decision to stop at 88 pitches, and it literally turned into, okay, Loaiza blowing the game, not getting the outs. It's like, hindsight is 20/20. But at the time, I'm just like, hey, come on, man, go back out. And what I felt like was, like, in your last few outings, right before that, you gave up 3 runs and a homer. You gave up a homer. The other outing before that, you gave up a homer, right? Against Anaheim, you gave up a homer, 3 runs. Boston, you gave up a homer. Boston, you gave up. You didn't give anything up. So I guess if the thought was, hey, I got out clean and I'm tired, that's enough. Like, to me, I'm just like, nah, you got to come back out, bro. You got to come back out for one more batter at least. And it doesn't matter. It's small fries. Now they lost the game. People made a lot about my take on it, and that's good. People should make a lot about your takes and your opinions. That's the business we're in, the take and opinion business. But I don't know, I felt some type of way. I think it was because I was mad. Like James was talking about, watching these games is frustrating. I was mad. I'm like, yo, maybe this game doesn't go that way if Rodon starts the 7th inning and we don't go to Loaiza, who we heard was sick the day before, and Loaiza doesn't have it, and then he exits and he's hurt. Now what's the deal with Loaiza? Is he available tomorrow? I need these starting pitchers who, through this stretch, had been solid to like fight. And that's the thing with Rodon. I saw Rodon fight to stay out there so many times after he had given it up. And it felt like after you got out clean, 6 innings, 4 hits, no runs, and it was hot out there, you were looking to clock out. It's got to be a different mentality. It's got to be, no, you're not taking the ball from me yet. Until I can't throw a pitch. Until I'm struggling to that point. And maybe that game goes differently, but whatever. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith, a couple of Yankee points. If you get a chance, when you go home tonight, you have to watch the Somerset highlight of George Lombardi.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. I saw it on Twitter.
That was a great play.
This kid is athletic. This is what he does. And he's going to have a ridiculous highlight reel. And it's only going to keep the conversation going about... I took a call earlier today about calling him up. And I'm like, he's 19. He's not ready.
But he reminds me of Jeter. At least fielding-wise. I don't know about hitting. He's obviously not in the hitting category. Which leads me to my next question. Who, in your opinion, is untouchable in trade negotiations for what the Yankees need?
Yeah, well, George Lombard definitely is. Spencer Jones, I don't think he is. And when I was talking to this caller before, I was like, they're like, they need to call Spencer Jones up. They need to call George Lombard up and like shake up the room that way. And I'm like, no. These guys need to develop. And George Lombard, you can't mess up his development. Spencer Jones, I understand people asking for that because he's 24 going on 25 or might already be 25. But if they don't have room for Dominguez to play, like, where is Spencer Jones going to play?
Yeah, but the only thing is, Spencer, I'm telling you, Keith, I am 68 years old. He can't teach power. And he's got the new the judge batting stance. He's taking lessons from the hitting coach. He's hitting .275. He's leading the Eastern League with 16 home runs. His on-base percentage is about .980-something.
He's cutting down the strikeouts?
Yes.
Yeah, well...
It's still a little bit, but he's cut it out where it was before. You can't just give... If you want to trade Spencer Jones, you better get a damn good player for him.
I was about That's to say, awesome. I know he's kind of found his power stroke in the last month or so. He's hitting home runs. He might be untouchable to them. They might not be willing to trade him unless, like, who would you be willing to give him up for Tucker. A starting pitcher?
I'll give him for Tucker.
For and Kyle Tucker?
Yeah. I mean, if the Cubs go out and say, and we can give him Spencer Jones, and we trade for Tucker and sign him to a long-term thing, yeah, I'll give him for Tucker. If you can give him for a pitcher, it better not be for a rental. I mean, it better be a damn good pitcher.
Yeah, the Cubs aren't going to do that. Thanks for the call, Bruce. The Cubs need Kyle Tucker to make their run. They're in first place in the Central. We just lost to what, the fourth place team in the NL Central, the Reds. The Cubs aren't giving up Tucker. The Astros just traded Tucker over there. If anything, they're trying to run through the season and have Tucker really fall in love with the north side of Chicago, which is a great place to be, to live, to play. And they're going to ante up in free agency and try and keep him there.
They're tied for the third most wins in the league right now in Major League Baseball. The Cubs are.
Yeah, they're not sellers at all. I don't know. It's interesting. I last year Cashman wouldn't move on from I think any of the top 15 prospects. So I'm already bracing myself for it. I actually had it in my notes. Shout out to Chris Kirshner, CK, who writes for the Yankees about like there was an article I was reading about like yo don't get your hopes up for the trade deadline. It says brace yourself for the possibility that this trade deadline might be a dud. Chris Kirshner wrote, there are too many teams still in the mix. Maybe that changes in a month. But in the expanded playoff era, we've seen organizations would rather hold out. Like, they're just not ready to buy or sell. Like, you know, they rather see what happens. As a result, it could be slim pickings for Cashman during the next 5 weeks. There's teams to watch, like Arizona, if the Diamondbacks sell Eugenio Suarez. One issue with Suarez is many teams. Whatever, I'm not going to read you guys the whole article, but, like, my hopes are not up. That is why I'm screaming into this microphone this week. We need to change the mentality. We have the talent. We have three great pitchers that are having three great seasons that I feel confident in the postseason. We have enough hitters so much so we can't fit everybody in the lineup. The mentality with the Yankees needs to change. They need some urgency. They need to lock in.
The trade deadline in Major League Baseball is 3 weeks too early. Since they added all the extra teams in the playoffs, everyone's in the playoff race. Why would anyone trade their players at the end of July when they're still in it?
Your fans will hate you if you can't do that.
So what they should be doing instead is pushing it to August 20th, and then you might have teams actually start trading. But that's not going to happen the way it's currently set up. It's just a bad job by Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it just is what it is. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about golden at-bat rule. They're thinking about... how to make starting pitchers face starting pitchers more. They're thinking about automatic balls and strike system and delaying that.
What else they could tweet out about Otani?
They're thinking about how to keep reviewing plays and not overturning them when they have more than enough evidence to just say that there's not enough evidence. Anyway, Mike is in the Bronx on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Yo, Keith, what's up?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, I got some Yankee questions for you. So, like, this thing with the running to the scoring position, the Yankees just strike out. Is this, like what's going on? Like, I don't get it.
I think it's it's part of the mentality. I think it's part of everybody trying to swing for the fences. They're in Great American Ballpark. They know the ball flies out there. It's hot. Everybody wants to hit a homer. I mean, even before that, when they were struggling, it's low IQ baseball, and I don't know if they're being talked to, coached up in the moment. I think they're all kind of flying solo. They're all thinking about themselves and their individual stats, and it's just simple. As fans, we don't care who's up at the plate. As fans, we're thinking about move the runner over. As fans, we're thinking about all you need to do is a sacrifice bunt, a sacrifice fly. Like, we just need these runs to come across. They're swinging at the first pitch, grounding out. They're striking out on three pitches.
Why are we smarter than the baseball players? Like,
because we don't have any pressure from the couch. We're kicked up with a Bev. We're kicked up with some nachos. Me, I'm always eating some queso, some chips and dip. I'm stress eating at night watching the Yankees. I already had dinner, but they stress me out. So I'm like, I need some snacks. It's a lot easier from the couch. Thanks for the call, Mike. 888-808-1019. It's subject to change. This is a team with a high run differential. Imagine what the run differential would be if they didn't leave so many guys on base. They'd be plus 200. It's subject to change. We just want it to change. And like I said, I don't get to play. I don't get to throw. I don't get to hit. I get to talk on the mic. I get to take calls. And I know somebody's listening. I know somebody feels me. So it would be my job, right, to do what I can do. If I can influence some kind of change, which, like, I'm blessed. Yankee fans think that I changed the song, Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, not being played. There's some Yankee fans that give me credit for the beard policy being changed, some other things. I'm like, well, what would I be doing if I got on every night? And I said, this is fine, guys. It's just baseball. You know what? Aaron Boone's got it. Cashman's got it. We're going to have a great trade deadline. These guys are going to break out of it. They're going to push all the way to the World Series, number one seed, win the American. You guys are panicking for no reason. Don't forget about the running into outs.
They might clip that and not play it sarcastically.
I would love, bro. You know what I would love, man? I would love one day for them to drop me in the Yankees clubhouse. I'm older than all these guys. Well, not all of them. But I would just be like, bro, like, you guys got to understand, we love y'all. We want to win. You know how turned up this place will be if you win? You know how ridiculous this seat is? You want to be immortals? Win the World Series. Go out there and play every out, every pitch, like your life depends on it, and it'll change your life. It'll change all of our lives. 888-808-1019. Let's talk Mets when we come back. I do have a Mets call. Keith McPherson on the fan, BRV.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Grateful Ball Night, Avion Night, Ted Talk. Hey. All right, we're back. This show is going to be over in 10 minutes. Let me get to the phone. I said I wanted to talk Mets because I looked over to the screen. I'm like, mostly tonight, all the calls have been Boone, Yankees. Yankees are soft. They got to get rid of Boone. Mentality's got to change. Rodon, Clark Schmidt. Like, I'm like, oh, Mad Max and Lindbrook back on the fan. We're what's on, up? Baby.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Dr. Keith McPherson, how are you, sir? The nature boy, Keith. Woo, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, Keith. Listen, I'll keep it short. I promise there'll be no profanity. First, I just want to give a shout-out to my boss, Renato, because he's making a full recovery. He's the Carlos Mendoza, the J.J. Dillon, the Bobby the Brain Heenan, the bosses. He holds the whole ship together. But here's what I want to talk about quickly. No more Grimace. No more Ronald McDonald. We need to resurrect. We need to find a medium and resurrect the corpse of Gary and the ghost of Gary the Kid Carter, because this team has to regain their cojones, okay? Because I can't stand the Braves. I can't stand Acuna. I can't stand Matt Olson. All right, they beat us 5 in a row. Here's what we got to do. We won last night. We won tonight. We roll into Pittsburgh. We win tomorrow. We win Saturday. We win Sunday. And we get back on track!
Okay. Mad Max, well done. Firing up the Mets universe. Or do the Mets call it? It's a Yankee universe. What is it, Mets Nation? Mets Land? I don't know, man. I'm not a Mets fan. But I learned a lot about the Mets in the last couple of years, man. I learned. Like, you know, I really think that there is like a Facebook group or some type of Mets group chat. Maybe the 7 Line runs it where they're like, listen, when Keith is on, we do not call Keith McPherson to talk about our team. You know he doesn't like us. You know he doesn't like the team. Ronaldo and Oyster Bay on the fan in New York. What's up, man? Ronaldo in Oyster Bay. Going once, going twice. And we'll put Ronaldo on hold. And that's fine. 888-808-1019 as I continue to look for things coming out of the interwebs and things coming out, breaking news and things just to add to the conversation. I said I did want to talk about the All-Star, and I'll do this for a second before I get back to the phones. I'm running out of time. For the Yankees, Aaron Judge obviously is going to be in the All-Star game. He's got the most votes. He's got over 4 million votes. Otani's right behind him. But, you know, it just shows you popularity-wise. Like, Judge is right up there. In the American League at catcher, Cal Raleigh and Alejandro Kirk. First base is Vladdy Jr. and Yankee Paul Goldschmidt. He did enough in the first couple months. Goldie still got it. He's in there. At second base, Gleyber Torres. I'm happy for Gleyber. I don't wish ill will on Gleyber. I'm happy for Gleyber. Jackson Holliday, who we got to look at this past weekend. That young kid is legit. He's right behind Gleyber. At third base, Jose Ramirez and Alex Bregman, who you guys love to call the fan and said the Yankees should have signed, and they never were. Because they would have had to pay him way too much. At shortstop, who we'll see this weekend, who's right on Judge's heels for the batting title in the American League, Jacob Wilson, followed by Bobby Witt Jr. In the outfield, it's Riley Green from the Tigers, Javi Baez from the Tigers, Mike Trout from the Angels, and Stephen Hit-Daquan from the Guardians in the American League. Let's get back to the phones. Ryan O'Hearn is the DH, who I said the other day, we saw Ryan O'Hearn too, and you know, they kind of rested him and then put him late in the game. I'm like, I didn't even realize Ryan O'Hearn was having a decent year. And then last but not least, right behind Ryan O'Hearn is Ben Rice. Steve is in Freehold back on the fan. What's up, Steve?
What's going on, Keith? How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. That Mad Max call was kind of nuts. I mean, that the Mets can never beat the Braves. But that's not my point. That's not why I called. So what I called is, you know, my son's 13, and he's a big baseball fan. He watches MLB Network every morning, and he gets on me about these pitchers that they're, you know, how many pitchers when you were growing up in the 90s threw 100 miles an hour, right? So we go back and forth because I'm like, the batting average is 245 is the average of MLB baseball. I said, everybody's batting like 300 back in the day. Like, they weren't hitting the home runs. So we go back and forth. Which brings me to my point about Rodon. So when I tell him these stats, his mind is blown. So Nolan Ryan threw 222 complete games. He had a game in 1974 where he threw 235 pitches. My man played in Texas. They're talking about it's too hot for Rodon to pitch more than 88 pitches.
Yeah,
what
yeah. He was gassed.
Player?
He was gassed.
He was gassed.
You ever see the documentary gassed. Facing Nolan Ryan?
Yes.
If your son hasn't watched it, have your son watch Facing Nolan Ryan.
Yep. And then the other one I was telling him about was he didn't pitch nowhere near as long was Ron Guidry, Louisiana Lightning, 95 complete games. You know, these guys today, forget it. And everybody today has what? Tommy John surgery. We have all these injuries, and all we do is baby these pitchers. It just makes no sense to me. What are we doing different now than we were doing back then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys had rubber arms and never got hurt.
Those guys didn't have cell phones. They weren't scrolling cell phones all day long.
No, definitely not. Like Boone's on that iPad all day long, checking to see what he should do next, right?
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Steve. It's just a different time, man. It is just a different time. They definitely protect these players, coddle these players, and they come up with these imaginary numbers and these imaginary pitch limits and inning limits and things like that. And I don't know, if I was a pitcher going, I'm going, bro. I'm going. If it's six innings and I'm at 88 pitches, I don't care if I'm huffing and puffing. I'm going to sit down and catch my breath. And then I'm saying, hey, hold on. Maybe I can mow these guys down for another inning. Maybe I can pitch through the eighth inning. Maybe I can get a complete game off. I don't know. I'm not tapping out. I'm not. I'm competing, man. Jeff is down in Florida on the fan. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Keith. I'm the biggest fan here. I got 2 points. Please let me make both points. Mm-hmm. You might think it's crazy. Number one, with the injury to Griffin Canning Jr. with the Achilles, basically I have from reliable sources, from scientists in China that has traveled from China and coming to the U.S., and it's basically been giving some virus over to some U.S. sports players. And we got Tatum, Halliburton, Cliff Canning Jr., Lillard, Rogers, all these guys are going down. We got to protect our players, man. They're going to poison us, these Chinese people. And my second point is I got from a reliable source. The Yankees are winning the World Series. I just believe in that. That's it. I love you. Thanks so much. You're the best host.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. I got 3 minutes. I have 3 minutes left. I'm not even going to respond. I'm just going to let you get that off. I don't have the time. I've said a lot today. And I said I wanted to talk Mets, and I got a Mets call. Steven from Stamford, Connecticut. Last call for me tonight on The Fan in New York.
Oh, awesome. Case, hey, listen, I just want you to know Mets fans do call. I actually appreciate your take, specifically because you're new and you have a fresh outlook about the Mets and a perspective from the Yankees, from following the Yankees all these years. But I just want you to know, I mean, just think about, you just mentioned Javi Baez, the trade Pete Crow Armstrong for Javi Baez. I mean, the dysfunction in the Mets system for so long was so painful. Now we have a team that's coming together, that's gelling with the right manager, and we go 10 pitchers deep. I mean, it's crazy how these people are all falling by the wayside. And some of it is because these guys are all throwing splitters at 95 miles an hour. You know, it used to be that fastball would get in the mid-90s. Big deal. Now it's like you got to hit the triple-digit mark before anybody moves. And these kids are throwing it in high school. I mean, the damage is probably being done in high school, usually by coaches who have, you know, maybe alternative motives. So I would say that you know, you can't throw that hard for that long and not have something blow.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's catching up on all these guys. We know it. We know it. If everybody in Major League Baseball, all these starters. Look at Rodon had Tommy John. Cole is recovering from Tommy John. I think Max Fried already had Tommy John. Clark Schmidt, I think. It happens to all of them.
Well, think about it. You know, like now everybody's throwing. It's not even that you throw three pitches anymore. I mean, it was just the fastball, curveball, and something else, changeup. Now everybody has a splitter, a sweeper, you know, ghost, whatever it is. It takes its toll. It's human tissue. It's not made out of duct tape. It's not made out of, you know, iron. You know, these things are, as flexible as they are, they will snap if they're thrown hard enough for long enough. But, you know, I think at the same time, again, one of the worst Mets I've ever thought of was Ray Ramirez, the Mets trainer. I mean, he decimated our team for decades by rolling out, by screwing up Cespedes, by screwing up Syndergaard, et cetera, et cetera. I'm telling you, if you're going to want these players to be their best players, you have to have limited expectation. Hopefully they will recover and come back a year or two down the line and come back just as good. Maybe a little bit, they'll learn how to pitch more and they won't rely on the heat. But what I saw, when I saw the pitcher today in the Mets, in the Met game, who threw that, got that last strike for throwing high heat, where has that been? What happened to the high heat? That used to be the go-to. Not anymore.
Yeah.
They try to nibble on the corner.
Gotta be
careful.
And
then they get upset when they don't get the call. They get upset when they don't get the call. You know, it's kind of like, you know, go back to the old school. Give them the high cheese.
The old school is gone. We don't even really realize it. Baseball, as we know it, is long gone. We're arguing over an extra inning man on second base, how they review the game, how they call the game. Starting pitchers, there's not any more of the starting pitcher versus starting pitcher, which used to be the billing, right? We got Jacob Mizorowski this week versus Paul Skeens, and it was a day game, and like it didn't even make Sports Center. You know, two young phenom pitchers that throw gas, and you know, now it's all these bullpen games, and how quickly we can get a guy out to get to the bullpen, and don't push a guy past 88 pitches, and if you do, you got a bunch of apologists telling you, thanks for the call, Steven, a bunch of apologists telling me, Keith, it was hot. Oh, Keith, Rodon's been good. Yeah, I wasn't saying anything about him not being good. We beat that one into a pulp. Beat that like a dead horse. Is that the phrase? I don't know. Clark Schmidt. We got a lot of run out of like Clark Schmidt's 103 pitches and him not throwing a no-no. DeGrom didn't throw a no-no either. As soon as he gave up a hit, they took him out. Also, DeGrom is not going to ever be a Met again. I'm sorry. It's not happening. Okay, let me get out of the way. C-Max coming up next. The Midnight Rider for a 5-hour midnight ride. I'll be listening. See you guys late tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.